Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Cheers!
Cheers!
Hi, everybody. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy, and welcome to 51 First Dates, the podcast about dating and shit. We also have a very fun friend here today who I just want to introduce because you 100% heard him cheers. We have our friend Matt here in town from Hollywood. Just kidding. But LA.
But like literally Hollywood.
he is... I mean, should I tell them our life story?
Yeah,
Matt and
sure.
I met at a job where we were both like pretty Ms.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You were especially Ms.
It was my first job in New York and in theater as well.
Yeah, and it was like, you had it rough. It was like,
I was working for a miserable person.
We had a coworker who was really, it's like, she's like the woman from The Office or Office Space or whatever. It's like, she was that woman.
Right.
We all would have to drink and just decompress, talk about her. And, but you know, it forged a lot of really close relations.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're all very, very close because of that.
Yeah.
Once you have a common enemy.
Truly. It will bring people together. And like my boss from that job is still like my mom/mentor.
Right.
Yeah. She's not that and, much like, older than me. Friend. She would get. Yeah. Yeah. And
it's like both our best friends.
Yes. Truly.
I mean, Matt and I hang out in LA because you guys are also tight.
Yeah.
And then I've gotten to know your.
Also,
your
I have to feel like I mentioned like. When I first met you, and then when I first met you, Kimmy, was like when I started helping you guys produce that
web series.
Yeah, the web series
God,
that
yeah.
you guys did.
Yeah,
that was like my first like producing.
Oh my
associate
God.
Producing gig. Yeah.
And now you're a super producer.
Kind of a little bit.
Yes. Matt's full executive.
Yes, Matt is a exec in film and TV, living the dream, being LA.
Trying to, yes.
Exuding LA.
Trying to make movies in a business that doesn't make movies anymore.
I mean, fair.
Fighting
but you're
fight.
Doing it. Yeah. You're doing it at a cool place. I feel much cooler when I'm around Matt in LA. I'm like, oh my gosh,
nice
this is the world. This is the world that I'm not part of.
You're part of it. You're working for a big,
babe, sometimes. Dabble.
You know, we're all figuring
we're
it out.
We're getting there.
And
we have a podcast. Of course we're part of Hollywood.
I mean, guys, look at this. We are podcasting in my living room with the air conditioning off because fanciness.
That's really why I'm on here is to option the podcast.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah. I feel like the last, like, 7 episodes, we've talked about how the air conditioning is off. It's so hot in New York.
I know, but luckily today was cooler a little bit.
It wasn't.
It was. Yeah, from LA, it's been rough.
The humidity has been tough.
But Matt's been dating in LA, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to hear about a date he went on.
On Raya, spoiler alert, just because we've never talked about it, and I think it's important. And we've already said Hollywood 18 times, why not bring up Raya?
And we're going to talk a little bit about dating in a small pool, which obviously LA is not, but the entertainment industry is.
It's very small. Super
and like,
tiny.
Yeah, that's something I feel like when you first moved to LA and we first caught up after you moved, that was like one of the first things you said was like, this is a very small world. It's like, you meet everyone really quickly. Like, that's it. You know everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you.
Exactly. And then it's so funny because like working this week here in New York, like it's even smaller here, like because it's such a limited industry in New York. And you're like, everyone knows literally everyone.
It's weird. It's like going to college or something.
Or camp.
Yeah.
Or work. You know? Like, we are going to talk about work situations, small towns, just anywhere where it's awkward for multiple reasons to kind of catch feels. At least that's, you know, the theme we are planning on having. But before we jump in, I'm going to be real annoying and say thank you all for rate, subscribe, reviewing, for following us on Instagram at 51 First Dates Pod, for joining the secret Facebook group, for commenting on our new categories and workshopping them with us, even though we haven't been able to do that yet.
Spoiler, guys. Here's the deal. We recorded with Olivia 2 days ago, and we did the categories, and we have not posted them yet because the episode isn't out, so we're doing them with Matt. We haven't worked on them. They're going to be worked out more. Join the secret Facebook group.
You'll see what we're talking about in there. But we really appreciate all the support. We love you guys. And, you know, just keep it coming.
And go on a date. All right. Thanks, guys. No, okay. No, it just sounded.
And Instagram stories. Some of you tagging us in your Instagram stories. It's just like, that's great. Because then people can just like, be like, oh, I'm on my phone. I'm going to listen to a podcast. And, you know, just have to get that promo out there because it helps. Thank you.
Do we have any other news and weather? I'm very into this new segment, too.
Yeah, news and weather. So, like, our housekeeping. I feel that, you know, there hasn't been another episode of The Bachelorette, so we can't talk about that.
Don't have The Bachelorette. Are you a fan of the franchise, Matt?
I do not watch reality TV. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I used to be you, and I used to be better, but now I'm terrible.
Well, the way we both got into the franchise is because we watched Unreal.
And guess who made Unreal? Lifetime.
Yeah.
My summer internship at A&E.
Full circle.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, the joke about watching film and TV and working in film and TV is that you don't have time to actually watch film and TV.
Yeah.
I don't know what the last movie I saw in a theater was because I'm reading the scripts rather than actually seeing the movies.
So, okay, Matt, you listen to the pod. You know what's coming. Do you want to tell us your worst first date story?
I can. I mean, my worst first date story was just the worst first date because it was just boring. Like this girl, I think I met her on Hinge maybe. Like she was really cute. She was like an art person. Like she worked in art somewhere. I think she might have worked at LACMA maybe. I can't remember. Or no, she worked, she was like an estate person. Like she like sold art for like Sotheby's or something like that. And you know, I used to work in an art museum like in another life and I loved, you know, art and coming up in that world. And so I was like, oh, this would be cool. And then like we went out to the same place, actually now I'm thinking about it, the Carmen place that me and you go drinks. To, Kimmy.
I love that.
And I got there and like literally within the first 5 minutes, she could not be less interested. Like she just like, it was like pulling teeth for 45 minutes. Mm. But the worst part of it was at the end of the date, we're walking out and like we haven't said the goodbyes yet, you know? So like we're still walking out and she's in front of me and she literally just kind of like starts to dart away. And like I was like, all right, well, I'm this way. And she's like, oh, right. Like she forgot that she had to say bye to me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what is your problem? Like this, like.
What a monster.
And like, and then I saw her like maybe like a month later at the Avalon pool. We were at the Avalon like hanging out and like she was there and I was like, I'm not even gonna go say hey or anything.
It was just a really weird thing to do.
But I can talk about my worst second date.
Yeah.
That's a much interesting story.
Also, wait, can I ask you one question about your worst first date first though? Was there ever a point in the date when you wanted to just be like, you can leave? Like, is there ever a world? Okay, so as background, Matt's from South Carolina. He's extremely polite and, like, I feel like you're very, you have, like, Southern gentleman, like, politeness. So right. I feel like it's not a thing that I can picture you doing. But I feel like if I was in that situation, I would feel the need to just be like, you can leave.
Yeah, I would have never said that. I mean, maybe, like, I think I'm probably, like, the only thing that I was thinking of doing, like, the whole time was trying to win her back over or something like that. Like, I felt that, like, it was a reflection on, like, me. Like, she obviously was not interested in what I had to say. But everything I asked her, like, I got one-word answers out of. And it was just like, all right, well, then I'm just going to talk about what I'm doing. And, and she would just, like, nod and, like, politely, like,
God, ugh,
you know,
that's gross.
Frustrating. Yeah, it's too hard. Even I'm nowhere near as polite as Matt, and it would be way too hard. It's just like this waited out thing, and it's that's what we talk about. If there was like an emergency button or something where you could both press it and both press it, you get out.
And the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad of a date. Like it's fine. Like sometimes it's going to happen like that. Like I think you guys talk about this on the podcast all the time. Like it's easy to like spend an hour with someone. Like and that's my job is basically to do that. Like I meet with writers and directors every day and I have to spend, you know, a given hour and like sometimes it only lasts 40 minutes because like the vibe's just not there and you know, I'm fine like just ending it. Like you're like, you know what? Well, it's great. This has been great. Thanks for coming in. Like, you know, like it was so great meeting you. Like that's the same thing with dates. Like anyone can spend an hour with someone and like just figure it out. But this girl, like, I just, couldn't get anything out of her.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I said that flippantly. Like, I would just say this. I'm telling you now, like, I wouldn't say that. I'd be too afraid. But, like, that's what my soul would be dying to do, right. is just be like, I want to, you know. Anyway, tell us right. tell us your worst second.
So the worst second is a girl that worked in the industry, and she was a fellow, I'm trying to do this without revealing anyone. So she was basically like someone that worked in the industry. I met her at a wrap party for one of the TV shows that my company works on. And she worked on that show, and her boss worked on that show. And so there was like kind of like an immediate like, positive thing. I took her to a Dodgers game with my boss's tickets, like right by home plate. We had a great time. Really fantastic first date. We ended up going out a little bit afterwards, like, you know, kind of made out at the end of the date, and she went home. So about 2 weeks later, we still were talking and texting. She invited me to an Angels game, which her boss had tickets to. And I was like, this is great. And this was like on a Tuesday. The game was on a Friday. And I was like, great. This is fantastic. So then on like Wednesday, she texts me, and she lived kind of out farther away from the city, like in the suburbs of the city a little bit. And she was like, well, hey, so I've got a lot of stuff going on, and like I don't really want to like go from Anaheim up to like the valley. Like, is it cool if I just like crash at your place on Friday night? And like in the back of my mind, I'm thinking like, oh yeah, of course. Like, it's second date, like you're already kind of like guaranteeing that something's gonna happen. I was like, yeah, absolutely. So we go to so like I pick her up. We were both working at the Warner Brothers a lot of the time. So I pick her up at her building, and she's like, oh, I'm gonna bring my car over, so like, can I just follow you home to back to your house? And so we do that. We follow back to my house, and I help her like park, and I find a place for her to park like outside my building, and we start walking to my building, and she literally grabs like 4 bags out of her car of just shit. Like, she is planning on staying, I don't know how long, but like, she's obviously like, I think one bag was just shoes. And so I was like, oh, what is she doing?
Almost hiding from my maintenance.
Yeah, it's insane. And I'm just like, okay, this is weird, but I'm going to go with it. So we get in the car, I'm driving, which was another mistake that I made, down to Anaheim, which on a Friday afternoon should take any time, but like 30 minutes. Like, it took 2 hours to get down there.
Oh my God.
And on the way there, like an hour in or maybe in 30 minutes in, she was like, hey, like, I got very little sleep last night. Do you mind if I take a nap? And I was like, sure, I guess, why not? So she she starts to take a nap, and I just literally just sit there quietly for the first 2 hours of this date, like on the way down to Angel Stadium.
Oh my God.
So we get to the stadium, we park, like, we have great seats, but like, it's already like the third or fourth inning, so the game's like kind of halfway over. We grab a beer, like, throughout the game, like, she kept drinking, but I couldn't drink because I drove, so like, I only could have one beer. So she's kind of getting drunk, and I'm just sitting there like sober. At like the 7th or 8th inning, I think it was like the Yankees were just like destroying them, and it was like 10-0 or some shit like that. And she's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, we've only been here for an hour, but whatever. So we get in the car, we drive back, and on the way back, her sister calls her, who is in the middle of getting a divorce. And like, basically, this girl is talking her sister off the ledge. And I just sit there on the way home with traffic, which took another like hour to get back to Hollywood, to get back to LA, and like just listen to this the whole time of her just like coaching her sister. And it's like, I'm just sitting there like a jerk off, just like, what can I do? So we finally get back to my place.
Now, is she apologetic about this?
Yeah, great
question. She was kind of apologetic, like, okay, after we got back to my place. And I was like, well, what do you want to do? And I knew a friend that was having a party, and I was like, let's go. Like, let's go to this party. Like, I was trying to turn it around. Like, so we go to this party, and she eventually, we go to the party, and like, I just moved to LA. I probably only lived in LA probably 3 or 4 months. And so there's all kinds of people, industry people there I can meet. So like, I'm networking, I'm going around, and like, she was just like kind of off in a corner, like doing nothing. And like, at one point, like, I was like, hey, like, what's your deal? And she's like, well, you seem just like you want to like go and meet people. I was like, yeah, but like, I want you to meet people with me. Like, why don't you want
to
also meet these people?
Talking to me for like,
right,
like, 3 hours.
And she was like, well, you just seem like you want to do your own thing. I was like, no, like, I want you with me. Like, let's go meet these people together. And we kind of got in a fight about that, and like, she was like, well, I'm gonna leave. And I was like, well, where are you going? You're staying at my place. She's like, well, I'm just gonna go back to your apartment. And then that created like this huge fight on the street where I'm just like, listen, like, I just want to hang out with you. Like, I really don't care to be here. Like, let's just go home. So we go back to my place. we're like making out, and about halfway through, like, kind of it's getting hot and heavy, and she's like, I'm on my period. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, I had very little expectations. So eventually, like, we both go to sleep. The next morning, I wake up and she is sleeping on my floor. And she was like, I was like, hey, like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just so hot. Like, your room is so hot. And I'm like, we have air conditioning, like, all that stuff. Like, it's LA, like, springtime. Like, it's not that hot. And she's like, I'm just having hot flashes. I had to sleep on your floor. I'm sorry. It's just too hot.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay. And so, like, now I'm like, okay, I got to get rid of this girl. Like, this is done. I'm over it.
This is a lot.
And so I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to go to the beach. I've got, like, I plan on going to the beach this morning. Like, so if you want to, like, you know, I can now help you carry. I don't know what I said. Like, I was just like trying to get rid of her. And she was like, oh, you're going to the beach? Could I come?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, sure. So we like get in the car. We start driving out to Santa Monica or Venice. I think we went to Venice. Yeah, we went to Venice. And so we get out there, and like, I've kind of saved everything. I feel like things are back on track from like everything else. And we get to, we get to the beach, and we're like, I was like reading a bunch of scripts, and like she was like hanging out, and like everything's going well, and I feel like we're doing well. And then at one point she's like, do you want to walk down the boardwalk and, you know, walk up and down Venice? I was like, absolutely, let's do it. And so we start walking up, and this is the point where like I may offend some of your listeners, I don't know, but like this just isn't my thing. But like she started stopping at a lot of like the street vendors that were selling like the crystals and stuff. And turns out that she's like really into the crystals, which that's cool. You know, LA is like, that's the thing. I get it. Just not my thing. And I just moved to New York too, from to LA from New York. So like, yeah. I'm new, like, to this
fucking
whole
crystals
thing. Yeah. And so, she starts buying them. She's like, oh, I can't wait to find out like what these things have, or like what powers these things have. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we get over to, like this one guy who's selling more. And he's like this like shaman, like healer kind of guy or whatever. And she was like, and I started walking away, like, and I was just like looking at something else. And she was like, came over to me. It's like, hey, I'm going to go talk to this healer for a second. Like, do you want to come with me? I was like, no, I'm not into it. But you go do your thing. So she basically like leaves me on the Venice like pier, like for like 30 minutes, like a jerk off, while she goes and does this thing. And I'm just like, I just like gave up at that point. Now at this point, I'm just trying to get back to Hollywood. Like, I'm just like, I got to get rid of her somehow.
Also, like, is her stuff in your car at this
her
point?
Stuff or still
in your
my
apartment?
House.
No, yeah.
Still
oh my God. Oh boy, I don't. Mm-mm.
So a friend called me and was like, hey, we're having this like, I'm going to this like party tonight. Like, do you want to roll with? And I was like, yeah, like first I got to like somehow figure out this thing with this girl, but like I'll meet you there like later tonight. And he's like, great. So, like, she gets out. I was like, hey, like, so I've got to go to this thing tonight. Like, she told me she had some other thing she had to go to. She's like, do you want to, like, head back? She's like, sure. So we start walking back, and we come across this, like, block party in one of the alleys on Venice where it's, like, multiple people that are just, like, multiple bands, actually, really. Like, multiple bands in a bunch of different like backyards that are all like adjacent to each other, and like one band would play and then like another band would play, and everyone just kind of move from backyard to backyard, and there was like kegs and stuff, and like it kept saying, like, all the signs said private party on all the different yards. And she was like, let's go check it out, like, let's act like we know people. And like we ended up actually having a good time, but we stayed, like, she ended up like getting drunk again. I drove and had to like go back, so I couldn't drink. We stayed for like 5 hours, and so of course by this point I'm missing my other plans. And we go back to my place, and she's like, well, I've got to go to this thing. Do you mind if I like freshen up really quick? I think we got back around 9. I was like, okay, fine. Like, I can deal with her, and then she'll leave, and then I'll be done with her. I can maybe still go have some time to go meet my friends. Around 11 o'clock, she finally left. And oh, by the way, the other thing is, like, while she was getting ready, she was like, oh, by the way, like, look in one of my bags. I have an encyclopedia of crystals. Like, look up what my crystals are so I can make sure that I bought the right ones. And so, like, I'm, like, literally reading through, like, what her crystals were.
Oh, and my God.
Is she on this ID? Does she do this? Okay, I'm just
jumping. It's insane. And so finally she left and I was like, and so at the end I was like, okay, staff. Well, so I started to like grab her stuff. She's like, hey, like these people I'm supposed to stay with tonight, like I don't know them well. Like if it's weird, like, is it cool? Like if I stay here tonight, like if I fill out their vibe and like, they don't want me, can I still stay here tonight? I was like, well, I'm going out. Like, I guess, sure. Like, and she was like, well, if you end up hooking up with someone, like just text me and I won't come over. And I was like, we're technically still on a date. Like, why would I tell you that I'm with some other? Like, it was the weirdest thing. And so she leaves and I just went to bed. Like, I literally was just like showered and like called it. And then sure enough, at like 2 a.m., I got a text. It was like, hey, I'm leaving. Like, are you still up? Can I come stay? She came, stayed. She left the next morning.
You responded to that text?
I would have never.
Her stuff was still in my place.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right.
She was going to have to get it at some point. And that was the end of the day. And then we never talked to him, but we did see each other through work and stuff. But like, I never like, and like she would try and like, I think she knew at that point that it wasn't going to be a thing, but she did kind of like every 6 months for a while would like kind of come back around and be like, hey, like let's hang out. Like let's grab a drink.
Cause she wanted to spend the weekend in
LA. I just wouldn't engage.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so that's my worst date story, but not, I'm sorry for the long story, but like that's why it's the worst.
It's actually one of the top, like, yeah, we've been like compiling our worst first dates. And yeah,
that's a situation where I probably would have blown a gasket.
Yeah.
You're so patient and kind.
Yeah.
Because
that's really like,
that's my Southern, like, just like, okay, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't do it.
Especially in the grand scheme of, like, I feel like a lot of women are afraid to even, like, stay over too soon or stay for breakfast because it's like, she's like, I'm here. She knew when she was coming with 4 bags that she was staying for multiple nights.
Okay.
I don't think she was ever really into it. I think she was just using me for a place to stay in LA
like
for the weekend.
She has an MO of, like, you know, crashing with people and whatever. Yeah. But, like, what was it like the first time you saw her after this at a work thing? Like, were you like, hey, how are you?
I think it was just, like, because, you know, we didn't work, because I don't work on the TV side of our company, so, mm-hmm. like, I only go to, like, the parties and stuff, so I never actually had a deal with her, but, you know, it was probably another 6 months until I saw her actually in person, and it was fine. It was just, like, how are you? Like, she kept wanting me to come out with her, and, like, some of the cast of the show, she, like, was going out with later to like some club, and like she kept being like, oh, like you should come with us to this club, and like me and my coworkers were going to some other bar, and I was just like, no, we're going to this thing, like, but you know, as much as I would love to go and hang out with our cast, like I was not interested. Like,
it's
I
awkward.
Was, yeah.
And you met in the wild.
Yeah.
So I think there was interest there. But then it's like, I think a lot of our listeners are like, dating apps, I don't know anything about this person. I don't know this. I don't know that. I don't like this whole thing. Or someone getting back into dating. And it's like, you met in the wild at the same company. And this kind of nutso bullshit can still happen. So it's like, it's totally on theme. Ooh. But it's also just like, it's an interesting counterpoint of when people are like, well, I don't know that stranger, and I could never know. It's like, you honestly never know anyone.
Yeah.
You could have had an amazing first date with someone and then have a terrible second date.
It's also like, in talking about like working or dating within your field or your industry or whatever, like with her, I think it comes down to like who was the one that was like not interested, like who was the one that was still pursuing, because like if it's like with her, like I never really cared after that, like it wasn't awkward for me, like I just wasn't interested, like and I wasn't trying to pursue her. Like if it was in other situations I've been in, because I went through this last year because I like literally had so many dates and dated so many people within the industry that like there was certain girls that I did where like it was very hard to see them for me, but probably not hard for them because they were the ones that ended it rather than. So like, I think it just depends on
where
ended, you know?
Yeah. It's a great point.
And while we're on the topic, and then maybe we can talk about your date after, just throwing structure to the wind or not. Tell me, ring me in, Kimmy, if this is a bad idea.
No, let's do this.
But I just feel like I'm so curious. So do you think you tend to date within your industry because of like convenience, or is it because like that's what you're interested in, that's who you feel like you connect with?
I think it's all of that. Okay. I think it's convenience, and it's because that's who you end up meeting, and then also like that's who you end up having stuff to talk about with. Like, you know, in the like in entertainment, like you're constantly like meeting new people and like networking and stuff like that, but then like you get you know, it's just easy to find something to talk about because you either talking about what they're working on or talking about what I'm working on, or like the mutual projects, like share, like, you know, maybe there's a director that's working on one of their things that you're pursuing, like, and then of course you know all the same people, so like you're talking about them, like, and that's what makes it super easy, but that's also what makes it super hard.
Yeah,
you know, and like I like with one, like with the, one of the first girls I started really dating in the industry, I became like super obsessed with, and like in my mind it became this thing, like we were this power couple, like she was like this huge up and coming executive and I was the same, and like I was like, oh man, like I was just like in love with the idea of what it was, but like it was never gonna actually be a thing. But I love the idea of like two people that are like very well known in the entertainment industry, like, and people like coming to them and wanting to, you know, or just like the idea of like this power couple, you know, in entertainment.
Totally. Yeah. We talk about it all the time, the like on paper stuff, like the story you tell yourself, the idea of like someone checking those boxes on paper. Correct. And then,
and ultimately, like, we weren't right for each other. And like, I know that now, but like, at the time, I was just like so obsessed with the idea of it.
Well, the idea of it is powerful. Yeah. I mean, that's what Esther Perel, my favorite like relationship therapist slash podcaster slash TED talker, always talks about. Like, when you start a relationship, you are telling yourself a story.
Right.
And like, it's true. And sometimes the story is fiction, you know, right. And so it's like we've all done that. Oh my god, like
in everyone. New York versions.
Yeah.
And just to go back to your original question, it's like also just convenience, whatever it is, it's also just geography. Because I know like people I'm at school with getting their MBA who aren't going the entertainment route are just like, everyone here is in this world. Mm-hmm. And just like having a little more exposure to LA, like it truly is a relationship-based business. You all, there's like the track of where you start in the industry. Most people start as assistants and work with, but everyone knows everyone. It's like, it's really mind-blowing. Yeah. I just want to like give extra credit to that because I feel like people know that about, but it's like, as much as, you know, all the other factors matter, it's like, you're really in it.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other industry I've seen.
And it's hard when it ends because you still have to see these people. You know, like this girl, this specific one I just mentioned, like we're actually really good friends still. Like it worked out. Like I couldn't see her for a while, but like once I had some time, but then like 3 months later, I started dating someone else that worked in the industry. And like that one ended like super rough. And like, I've like, you know, I'm pretty much over it now, but like, it's still like, I ran into her at an agent. Like I was like, like at an agency for an agent meeting, and like, she was there for another agent, for a different agent meeting. And like, I literally walked in, and it's the worst. It was literally probably one of the worst times to have run into her, because I just found out some like really sad stuff about my dad's like health. And so I walked in, and like, of course she's like sitting there in the lobby, and the only seat available is like diagonal from her. And it was the first time I'd seen her in like 6 months since we broke up. And like, there was all this like bad history of like the reason she broke up turned out to be true. Like she ended up started dating her best friend who also works in the industry, who's like one of her coworkers. Like it was just like, I'd heard all this through like third, you know, parties and stuff like that. So like, I was so pissed at her to begin with. And I see her, and I'm like, I like almost turned around and like walked to like the second level of this agency because they have like a coffee shop. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit and just like act like I didn't see her. So I sat down, and of course, like I'm sitting there, I'm like stewing. I'm like almost having a panic attack because I'm like, what do I do? Like, she's going to see me. And like, I'm dealing with this like huge news, and like, I can't talk to her. And like, by the way, like also one of the reasons we broke up was because she had really significant health issues as well. And like, she was like, I can't do this and deal with this other thing. And like, I was like, okay. So now I'm dealing with this health thing. And like, of course I hear like 2 seconds later, Matt. And I'm like, and I'm like, just look up. I'm like, hey. And then I just kind of look back down. And then she picks up all her stuff and moves over to sit next to me. She's like, how are you? And I'm just like, and that's like, goes back to what I was saying about how it just depends on how you ended and like what your point of view. But like in that moment, she wanted to like rekindle connect. And like connect, and I just don't want to like, and like, so she started asking me about how I was, and like I had found out she got promoted, so I was like, congratulations, and then, which I had already known about, and then she was like, well, so how are you? And I was like, at one point she started talking about her health and using her health. She was like, you know, I'm still dealing with so-and-so. And that's when I was like, nope, like we're not doing this. And I was like, to be honest, like you're the last person I want to talk to right now. I just found out some really awful news about my dad's health that also affects my health because it's a hereditary thing. And I don't want to, I just can't, I'm sorry. Like you just caught me at like the worst time. And she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like and then she started asking about that. And I'm like, thank the Lord that like, the agent's assistant came down and was like, Matt, like, you know, so-and-so is ready for you, and, like, pulled me away. And then I told that girl, I was like, you saved me at, like, the best time. Like, thank you so much for coming and getting me when you did, because that was going to be, like, literally the worst, like, thing to have a conversation
about. It's always horrible. I still hate having to talk to exes of mine when I see them in the world, where I'm just like, well, I guess. But it's true. It's like, I mean, if you don't do the smooth avoidance, you have to talk.
Right.
But then it's like, even on things that haven't ended particularly badly, you're just like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to, like, this girl's a man. Like, I'm going to have to see her. Like, she's going to rep clients that I have to, that I want. And, like, this, I'm going to, like, you just got to get used to it. So, to be honest, like, that's, like, one of the biggest reasons. Like, last year I was dating so much, kind of inspired by you guys, actually, like, to, like, go on dates. And in between these, like, I probably had three significant relationships last year. And in between that, I was, like, going on, like, three dates a week, just, like, trying to, like, make it happen. And after that, this one, like, I was just like, I stopped getting out in the industry. Like, I haven't since.
Wow.
I've been trying to not date people in my field, because, like, I'm just, and it's certainly a challenge, because it definitely finds, you know, you have to find more common ground in other places.
Yeah.
But I just enjoy it so much better, because I don't have to deal with, like, what's going to be the fallout if this ends. And then also, like, I don't have to deal with, like, just, like, the superficiality of the entertainment industry, and, like, I can connect with someone, like, on a real level, and not about, like, what they do or who they work for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to hear about your dad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
you know, not to, but no, but, like, I don't know. It resonates for me.
Of course,
and, like, that kind of stuff weirdly puts things like dating into perspective. Like, it's interesting that after my mom passed, we did this, and, like, they, like, and just, I just cannot imagine running into someone who,
yeah,
is going to bring up their health issues, which could be so legit. And I don't mean to.
I was so furious to them.
So I was just like, entirely.
You don't get to do this anymore. You don't get to use your health anymore, because I have my own shit now. And, you know, and in her, I mean, you know, her health is, like, a significant thing, and, like, I feel awful for her, because it's just as challenging. I'm not trying to discount her issues, but, like, you know, she was using it in a way that was unhealthy, I think, at least, you know.
Yeah.
And not true.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. You, well, I guess here's the thing. If you move to LA, women, straight women who listen, date Matt. Otherwise, it sounds like dating is a nightmare. Yes. So everyone else who's in LA, don't date. Like, no, no, no.
Well,
we'll hear more about, like, non-entertainment.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting, because we get a lot of, I think we, not a lot, but we get messages and emails from people who live in, like, more rural areas or smaller towns where there is a smaller dating pool. And I don't think it's totally dissimilar. It's
no,
like,
I think it's the same thing. If you're from a small town, or, like, you know, like, I grew up in a small town, like, you know, I get it. Like, when I go back home, like, I can't walk, like, two blocks without running into someone I know. So I can understand how, like, that could be just as frustrating.
Yeah. But I feel like it's good / inspiring to hear you say that getting out of the pool is helpful. I mean, it's obviously not as doable in a small town, right? But I do think sometimes, like, one of my best friends lived in Burlington, Vermont for a long time, which is a city. It's not tiny, but he's gay, and there were not a lot of, he was literally
exactly,
like, I have gone through everyone on all the dating apps in Burlington. So he had to set his search radius to, like, an hour drive in every direction just to try to find someone to go on dates with. And, like, obviously it's frustrating, but it seems like for you, it's been, like, a good exercise and, like, worth the effort.
Yeah, no, I dated someone that, like, owns a tea company, and, like, you know, like, worth, like, millions of dollars. Like, she's not worth, but the company is, like, and it's, like, amazing. Like, she was, like, a badass chick, and, like, I was, like, super into it. But, like, we connected because, like, producing is so entrepreneurial, and she's doing this entrepreneurial thing, and, like, ultimately, like, her work was just so cumbersome that, like, it just wasn't gonna work out, but, like, she was fantastic. Like, that was the first person, and that lasted, like, 2 or 3 months, but, like, that she was, like, the first person right out of the gate when I was, like, not doing industry anymore, and it was a productive and a healthy relationship. And like, she liked movies but didn't really, like, ever watch them, and so, like, we went to a lot of movies together, like, because she was curious, and I went to a lot of her, like, entrepreneurial networking things because I was curious, and, like, I felt, once I realized, like, yeah, like, you can find things, like, if you just challenge yourself to, like, connect on that are going to be outside your industry, and you don't have to, like, and you can find just as successful people. I have such high standards. Like, I know you, Kimmy, talk about how you had that, but, like, I had such high standards for just, like, what I wanted out of a partner, of someone that was going to be, you know, super successful in whatever field they were in. And, like, you know, you can find that obviously like outside. I was like looking too closely. I was
yeah,
feeding my view too much, you know?
It was like the equivalent of sailboat pictures for Kimmy.
It's not even like the main...
It's such an East Coast, too.
Like, sailboat picture is like really annoying. I think we boiled it down to that, but it was like, does he have an MBA?
Yeah, it's not even sailboat picture.
Like, does he?
It's like sailboat picture essence. It's sailboat picture energy.
Yeah, picture energy.
Yeah, that was Kimmy's, like... kryptonite. Not right. Kryptonite. What's the opposite of kryptonite? But for good stuff. I don't... Spoiler alert.
It was my...
Like superheroes.
My taste profile. Like, I don't know. It was weird. It was like...
Watermelon beer.
That was my watermelon
Guys, we're drinking watermelon beer, and I think it's delicious.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
No. Jeff took one sip and was like, ooh.
It's not
basically
really
that review is what kept me from doing it.
I know. He likes everything, too. He's not... Like, he's a pretty broad, you know, consumer of food and bev. Okay, should we take a quick ad break, and then we're going to hear about Matt's Raya date?
We're going to hear about Raya.
Okay.
Stay tuned, friends. Oh, yes, we are back, you know, if an ad played there, but it probably did. And I just feel like lately people have been like, you have these ad breaks, but guys, it's the thing. Sometimes we have ads. Sometimes we just want a drinking break. Sometimes we just want to drink. Yes.
It's our air conditioning break.
Air conditioning.
Blast the air for a minute.
Whiskey. But on to a topic I am very curious about. This dating app, Raya, and yes, we're finally getting to your first date. Well, not your first date, but, you know, the first date of...
My first Raya date.
Your first Raya date. Oh, yes. There we go. Yeah, that...
My first and only Raya date. I haven't been on that too long. I've only been on that a couple months.
Okay. Tell us about... Okay, well, let's say what Raya is for people who don't know, because I didn't know about it when I first heard about it.
Yeah, it's... Go for it.
Oh, I gotta sell it? Okay.
It's like an exclusive
dating app that's like solely focused on like basically like you have to go through like a application process. You have to know multiple people that are already on the app. You have to, and it started with a lot of celebrities. Like you have to have a certain amount of Instagram followers. Like I think the first time I applied, I got denied because I didn't have enough Instagram followers or something like that.
Yeah. So has that rule changed, or have you gained many Instagram followers?
I definitely have more since then, but like, I don't have a lot. It's not like I have like 10,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
You know, but of course, like obviously, a lot of the girls that I match with, like, have like I think the girl that I matched with that had the most had like maybe 30,000, which really isn't that much. Like,
no,
she was like
a serious.
She like hosted like some live TV show kind of thing. Like, she was. Oh. I mean, you wouldn't know her, but it was like in China. Like, if you saw her, like, you would know what the property was, but you wouldn't know who she was. You know, like,
yeah.
It's one of those things. But it's all very curated. So, like, it's just very LA. It just feels very, like, superficial and that kind of thing. But basically, so you have to have all these, like, prerequisites to get on. And once you get accepted, the app is a little bit different because it's not photos that you, like, swipe through or that you swipe left or right on. It's basically, like, kind of a music video. Like, it's a slideshow of however many pictures you want to, like, a 30-second song that you choose that's imported from, like, Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. So however many songs you choose or however many photos you choose, like, just ends up being – it just goes through them faster because the slideshow is the same amount of time no matter how many photos. So, like, if you put on 10 photos, like, it's going to go through really fast. If you put on two, like, it's just going to literally be, like – 15 seconds of you just watching this one photo.
That is very interesting to me because of how much I thought about, like, the order of photos and other apps, or like the order of really, I loved Hinge in the end.
I mean, like, Hinge is the best.
Yeah,
I feel
like. They really, you know, did a great job there. But what's the strategy around that? Not to be too
around Raya
gross about the timing of how many
photos. I think I have like 11 photos. I definitely have more than I would have on a regular dating app because I can go up. But like I definitely have curated in a way that like I have like strong ones at the front, but then like I've definitely got like the middle in between, but then I want to finish strong too, like if they keep watching. Mm-hmm. Like I've kind of like tried to like mix them up, and like mine goes fast enough where like if it's a bad photo, I feel like the next photo is good. So like even if you like have an instantaneously like reaction to a bad photo or like not a great photo, maybe, like, the next one's solid, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, so, like, that's kind of been my strategy.
Yeah.
I deleted the apps from my phone. Sorry to make this about me. But I know that I never, like, fully deleted myself from them. And I may have ended up just because I was so in the dating writing world and all that bullshit, with only pictures of myself, maybe one with friends, because it like the stats are wild. Like people just want to know what they're getting, and that's like a little dark, and it could have changed, but like I ended up fully going as like, this is me.
Well, I've never wanted to take photos of myself. Like, I would never have someone take my photo of in any circumstance, really.
That's a really good quality. Yeah. So I had a couple that were like, this is me at a wedding.
Guys, I just checked to see if this is the truth. Kimmy's Bumble is still on.
Oh my god, that's so old.
Can I see it real quick?
Yeah. I don't even know. Okay.
We totally can't talk about it.
Either. I'm obsessed because I get push notifications. It's funny because push notifications are turned off on almost every app on my phone, but it's on Bumble.
Yes. Well, there's one at the end.
Oh, with James Murphy? That was a conversation starter.
So I deleted Bumble. I don't know if I should like talk shit about Bumble.
I honestly
not getting good matches, and when I got good matches, the girls would never say anything.
That's the thing. I think as much as like, the onus can be on the woman, whatever. A lot of women don't. It's just because it's so not what we're all used to in heteronormative dating and all. It's just,
yeah. No, these are all good photos. I also love your Penny Olson one, that's a really specific.
I think that's like me trying to get Mad Men fans.
Yeah,
or
you're
going to
attract
fans,
the guy you want because they're going to be Mad Men fans. And like, if you're not a Mad Men fan, like, I'm sorry, I don't want to.
I know, that's
you.
How I
you
know? Feel. Like, like, you have to at least have watched some of it and like some of it. To clarify, because it's been a minute, this is fun. It's not really fun for me, but it's really weird to think back to like, Jesus Christ, Kimmy, you just pick the young pictures of yourself. But I dressed up as Peggy Olson from Mad Men when she left with her box of office supplies. Yeah. It's a very specific meme that year, and I was that for Halloween, and it was fun.
It was a really, really good. You had a couple really good Halloween costumes.
A couple years, but then it stopped.
All right, so you're on Raya.
So I'm on Raya.
You match with someone.
So I have I've had a lot of matches. Okay. Nothing has ever really led to anything. I've also just been so apathetic like the past few months about dating for various reasons. So I wasn't like actually pursuing it too much, but I did. What the interesting about and the reason why I think actually this one happened versus like some of the other matches is we started talking, like I think we matched on like, I'm never one to like actually immediately pursue something the second we match. Like I always like give it some time. I'm also like, this is a weird question to ask, but like when you were dating, like do you like consciously like engage someone like based on a timeline like of like what you've got coming up in the next week? Because I play that game a lot where I'm like, okay, I've got two dinners next week that are like industry related. I've got one free night if I'm also going to try and go to the gym. So then I can only do one date. So like I already have a date. So like, okay, I want to see this girl in 2 weeks, but I don't want to respond now because then I have to talk to her. And like you guys talked about on a podcast recently about just the immediate day of, or like, hey, what are you doing tonight thing? And I think that's such a solid movie. I never really thought about that. It felt too eager in my mind, but then I tried it with this particular girl. Like it was like a Saturday morning or something like that. I had a birthday party to go to at Arts District Brewing. So I was going down to downtown and like, I was just like kind of doing some day drinking, but I had no plans that night. And we started talking and I was like, kind of like my opening line is always like, what kind of trouble are you causing this weekend? And she was like, not really getting into too much trouble or something, like going to a few birthday parties. And I was like, same here. Like, I feel like that's the LA circuit. Like, just like you're constantly going to birthday parties. So anyway, so I made a joke about that. And she was like, yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I was like, well, what are you doing tonight? And like, I took the advice of what you guys were talking about. I was like, what are you guys doing tonight? Like, I should, let's try and have a drink. Like, do you want to do an early drink? And she was like, well, I actually have to do this thing, but maybe we can meet a little bit later. And I was like, yeah, like, absolutely. Like, how's 8? And she was like, 8's great. And like, I did this thing, like, which is actually funny because we talked about on the date where this is just my personality where like, I should have just said like, how's 8 at so-and-so? But like, I was like, how's 8? And she was like, yes. And I was like, where should we go? Like, and then I listed off like 3 places. And she was just like, I would have preferred you just to be like, 8 at this place.
But even listing 3 places is so much more than other people do. I got to give you credit there.
But I was coming from downtown and she had this other party. I forgot even where she was going. So like, I was just offering places because like, I felt like it was like a curated like list of people, like, so she was getting a vibe of like the places I like to go, but then also like
Yeah.
It was location based. So like one was on the farther east side of Hollywood. One was on West Hollywood. She lives in West Hollywood. I live in Hollywood. So like some of those things like were just like playing into like giving her options. So we ended up going to this place called, God, I wish I could remember. Bebo Dim, Ergo Sum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My friend just went on a date there. Shout out to Gabby. She just got taken on a second date there.
It's a great drink spot.
Yeah.
Because it's only drinks. Like, it's only alcohol. So, like, I love those. I do that for industry, like, drinks, too. Because, like, a lot of times, like, especially if you don't want to actually, like, spend a lot of time with this person. Like, you don't know how it's going to go. Like, drinks, like, you're in and out. There's no worry about, like, someone trying to order food or, like, what's the expectation here? Like, the expectation is you're only drinking because that's all there is. And so that's one of those places. That and the other place on La Cienega, I can't remember, the Roger Room is the other place. It's like drinks only.
Oh, that place is like, funky because it's like old school.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a great cocktail bar and it's like really quiet.
Right by
like,
Largo?
Yeah, by the Largo, the Cornet. Yeah.
And right by my favorite sushi, which we have to go to when next time you're in LA, Liza. Sushi Fumi. Have you been there?
No.
Oh, we talked about this when we hung out. This is very inside baseball, but... Okay, there's like a weird, you're like on a major road in LA, and then there are all these weird little pocket fun things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, so anyway, so like those are my favorite places to take like people that I definitely want to just like not in a meal. And so I suggested that's the place you picked, and we went, and it was great. My only problem with that place, Bebo Ergo Sum, is that I just don't like their original drink. Like the drinks they created,
not,
I just don't think
great.
They're that good. But, you know, you can order an old fashioned or whatever you want, whiskey sour or whatever.
And kind of zooming out a bit, just to your point, I mean, I think, was the episode when we talked about that app that is literally not sponsoring us, but like where you have to
Bounce?
Go on the date? Was
Bounce.
It that? Was it around
no,
that?
No, but that was a great, I so haven't downloaded it, but you guys talked about it and like I made a mental note to do it. I never did because it sounded awesome.
It's like
that's a great
the
idea.
Same concept. And I feel like, and again,
because I think that
sponsored.
Is the trouble. I think like, you know, you go on these dates, like the problem I had with dating, like when I was doing the whole 3 date a week thing, like where I was trying to do the whole 51 first dates, like inspired dating ritual, is that like it was exhausting because for every 100 people you're swiping through, like maybe 50% of those are matches. And then, you know, maybe, so if that's 50 dates, then maybe like 10% of those are actually conversations that you get responses on that lead to dates or not even lead to dates, just conversations. And then maybe like 10% of those are the ones that actually go on dates. And then like 1% of that is the actual people that are like going to like be interested in you and you're going to be interested in them. So like you literally, in order to get that and hit that number, you have to constantly be swiping. Like you have to spend just as much time swiping as going on these dates and then doing the dates thing like multiple times a week. And like, that's just exhausting. And so like something like Bounce, like where it's like, and because you'll play this game where like, well, I'm talking to like 3 or 4 girls and like this one I'm most interested in, but like she's not responding as much, but I only have this one night open in the next 7 days. So like, I've got to get that locked down. Which of these is going to respond first? And like playing this whole game, I'd rather just be like, all right, here you go. Like you match with this girl. Do you want to go out with her tomorrow? And I'll be like, yes or no.
Especially because everything on apps feels random, right?
Right.
Like you kind of like someone's picture in their bio and you go on a date. Like it those things don't generally end up saying that much about a person. Like you can say like, okay, they kind of have a sense of humor.
Right.
Okay. I am generally attracted to what they look like in photos,
right,
which is so different than being in person with someone and having any idea of like
right.
you're attracted to them. But yeah, I like that about Bounce of just like, here you go. Here's a random
right.
person you're kind of attracted to. Just go fucking meet them. Like, I feel like it's very smart.
And I'm not of the mindset of doing the talking on the app thing.
Okay,
I don't,
so
I want to like, I just want to like get to the date and let's try. Like, we both obviously are attracted to each other. There's something about my profile that you liked. There's something about your profile that I liked. Like, whether it was Hinge, there's a commonality mm-hmm. between something you said or whether it was a photo that like I'm attracted to physically,
yep.
like, but like, there was this one girl, I'm like actually pulling out my phone because I have to like mention this, that I met on Hinge, and she worked in the industry. I don't know what she did. I could never, like, we can talk about that too, like about the idea of like scouting people before you go on the date. But like, I knew she worked at this agency, and like, I didn't know who she worked for and what division or whatever, but like, I knew that I couldn't find out anything out. But like I was getting like one word responses on the app, but like for some reason, like I was still intrigued. And so like we got to this point where like I just wasn't getting anything. And like, I would be like, well, finally I was like, how about let's go on a date. And she was just like, I gotta get back to it. We were talking about TV. She said she was, one of her answers was something about like bad jokes or a guy with good jokes and likes TV or likes bad TV, good jokes and bad TV.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, I'm more of a bad jokes and good TV kind of guy. Was like, oh boy. And I go, how bad a TV are we talking about? We went back and forth on this a little bit, but like, I was just getting kind of like one word answers, but there were witty things that I was saying and she was at least responding. And finally I said, she goes, something about Below Deck. She loved Below Deck. And I go, still terrible. Do you exclusively watch bad TV? And she goes, LOL, no. That's all she said. And I was like, okay, I'll be the judge of that. Can you tell me what else you watch over drinks this week? And she was like, he's forward. And then I was like, what kind of response to that? Like, she was literally,
that's 5 an anomaly.
And then I said, she's reticent. And I was like,
good banter, man.
Yeah. Like, this was going really well. But then it just fizzled out because I was like, how's next Thursday or something like that? And it looks like we went back and forth. I'm looking at it now. We looked back and then she was like, I'm not feeling good today. And so we never did it. And I was like, how are you feeling? And she's like, oh, still not better yet. Like, it's like lingering in the worst day. And I was like, damn, that sucks. We went back and forth and like we set another date. And she was like, oh, I can't. And then finally I was like, do you feel better now? And then she just never responded.
All right, this is my test case. This came up on a podcast that's impossible that you listen to yet, but that will have been out the week before yours comes out. And we had a conversation in the secret Facebook group about if you set a date, so even before this, but like if you set a date and then your texting trails off, like is that date still on? Like, right. And we were like, abso-fucking-lutely it is.
What she just kept putting off is like, call me, like text me day of to see if I'm feeling better. Yeah. And so I did that like 2 times. And then I was like, a couple of days later, it was like, and she's like, oh, I'm still not feeling better. And then a couple of days later, we didn't have a new date set, but I was like, did you recover? And like, no response.
But this is the example of like, you had the great banter. So the chemistry was, well, she didn't, but it was there. The conversation went on too long. So then it gets more frustrating. Because our thing was like, it's fine to like check in the day, like, are we still doing this? But it does, you do not need like a constant banter for it to be like, you can't know. Because you were like, saying all the right things. Like, we're like, fucking, yeah, that's funny. Like, I never had that skill. Like,
this is chapter 2 of our book, where our book cover, by the way, is Kimmy and I wearing blazers, sit with our arms crossed back to back. We're like this. And chapter 2 is like... exactly. Like,
cocktail.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And chapter 2 is like... no conversation. Minimal conversation on the app. Because it does. It can only... make things either it can be amazing and it piques your expectations, which we talked about last week too, of like, so you know, such good banter, such good this, you're into it, whatever. Yeah. And then
that's too high. Then you raise the expectations too high. Or a good friend of mine, she's like British and lives in LA, and she became she went on some dates. She's like, the banter was great, so witty. Like, she had this kind of like British humor, and like, when I dated, it was like a complete bust. Like, so sometimes that can just raise expectations.
I was talking about this last week, which you almost do, but it's like, I had I said this last week, but briefly, my mom set me up with someone, which is embarrassing as fuck. Our mom set us up. It's horrible. Right. And we emailed for like a month, so many emails, and the banter was so good. And we met in person and there were no sparks. And it was so frustrating. It's like, all it can do is either raise your expectations or like make you see something in the person you're texting with that like doesn't work. So just fucking meet.
I think if you're on the apps, like the expectation should be like, we're here to date. Let's go on a date. There's something about the profiles that match. And unless you have like, unless it's a timing thing or like, I just don't think we need to have this because text is no way an indicator of like how good this is going to be. Like, I'm the worst at texting. Like, it's one of my least favorite things to do. Like, group text, like, I barely participate in. Same like, team. I'm just like,
love the
I
heart.
I get like, the light, sitting here, I have, what, how many? I have 80 text messages or some shit just sitting here from so many group texts. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And like, I would just rather just like talk in person and like get to know you. And like, we're talking about an hour of your life. Like, I don't need some prerequisite to do that. Like, something about you sparked and like, let's just go on a date.
Yeah.
So should we cut to the date? The Raya date?
The Raya date, yeah. All right, so
let's do it.
It was less exciting. I feel like we're building up to it. But
we're gonna do rapid fire of the categories that are a new thing for our listeners us and for Matt. So,
right.
But let's give us the you know, so you...
So we got there, she was already there, like, that's because I'm not habitually late, but, like, I just, like, was running 5 minutes behind. She was already there. It was, like... it wasn't really awkward at first. Like, there was actually a lot of, like, chemistry, I felt like, from the get-go. But it felt like that kind of just dissipated, like, I think on both ends. I think we both just realized, like, towards the end that, like... And also, like, it was a Saturday night, which I rarely do, like, dates on a weekend. Like, mm-hmm. So I feel like we both just, like, in our heads were, like, planning what we were doing next. So, and she also, like, I love that, like, I shat on the whole first half of this podcast, like, dating in the industry. She also works in the industry. But, like, yeah, it was fun. Like, we talked about what she does. She has, like, a little bit junior role as me at the executive level at a television company. So we talked about work a little bit. Like, we had a couple of mutual friends. It was just, like, one of those things. Like, it started off, I felt, like, kind of strong. And I think it was just because we've both been, obviously, day drinking. Like, so I think we were just relaxed and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like we were, like, rushing from work and, like... oh my God, like, I haven't, changed or whatever. Like, it was just, like, one of these things where, like, we both knew this was happening. We both, like, even though it was last minute and day of, like, kind of arrangements, like, it was fine.
I'll just hop in one more time, because yeah. I was also thinking this before. There was a moment in my life where I would have been like, last minute, weekend night, he doesn't care about me. And I think a lot of our listeners might relate. Fucking no.
Like, yeah, it feels better. Like, it's just too desperate. Like, it's like, oh, you don't have plans tonight? So, like, in LA, it's like, you should have, like, this whole idea of, like, oh, I should have plans.
Fuck, like, that, we're too old for that. Right. Like, I remember, like, a dude I really liked who I dated for a bit in New York and was younger, my friend, being like, why is he, like, asking you out on a Saturday? And it was like, well, because he's actually interested. Like, it's, but also, this was casual and last minute. And I think almost this, like, is the optimal first date from an app situation.
Right.
It's not all those stereotypes we need to get rid of. Or like, oh, he didn't do it. I think a lot of times, myself included, while dating, and listeners might relate to this, like, we hold these people we haven't even met up to this hugely high standard, and because we are worth so much, and we are, we're great, hold yourself and hold yourself worth. But it's like, a first date should really be, like, ideally, like, a quick chat, an hour, where you have plans before and after. Like, yeah. I weirdly think that the last minute, maybe on a weekend, maybe not such, like, I took my Tuesday out of my life. I'm, like, into this.
Yeah. I actually kind of dug it.
Like, not putting as much pressure on it.
Yeah. And the idea that, like, also, like, obviously, of course, like, in between when we made those plans at, like, midday afternoon, like, and that date actually happened, like, I had made plans by that point for, like, later. And it was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll meet you guys. Like, I was meeting, like, some friends, like, after art. And, like, I was like, I'll meet you guys at this, when it's actually really cool batting cage and K-Town, which you should check out.
Jesus, like, he goes all over. Shall we do a rapid fire?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why we have our phones out. We're ready for a rapid fire.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Because we're going back to the date that the Saturday night date that,
like,
I think was...
I just tangent everywhere.
Well, no, you're fine. Oh my God, no, this is what this podcast is all about. Okay. So, the date, okay, offline, guys, listeners, everybody, not guys, you guys. Like, Matt told us his date was, kind of meh, right? Yeah. Which, as we've talked about, like, that's most dates. That's a lot of dates.
Just kidding.
So we're doing the categories to, like, find out about this date.
Yeah.
And then we can recap anything that comes up in the categories after the categories. We're figuring out the categories. Also, like, again, send us smart names for them so then we don't have to write them.
Yeah, because we just tried to riff off rom-coms. Yes. They're pretty bad. So we'll just start. We'll go through from the top.
Go for it. I don't have them open my phone yet, but I will. You go.
So we're going to start with Andy Anderson detective work. So how much Googling and research did you do on this person before your first date?
Okay, so this is kind of embarrassing to admit. So before if I find a girl that I am attracted to on an app, and this is probably why it takes me so much longer to actually be on these apps. Let's use Hinge as an example. It's better. I guess a lot of people like me on Hinge, before I like them back, I search them. Like, I just want to know what they, like, especially if they don't have a lot of information, like, what they do or what I think, I just want to know. Like,
I think that's super normal.
And so, I usually just, like, Google them and, like, either what their job is or, like, what, because there's no last names until you match, right? So, like, it's, like, Google them and, like, their job or where they're from or whatever, and usually, like, you're able to find it pretty quickly, like, and then I'll just, like, search that name in Facebook and just see, like, okay, like, is this, because I just see, like, so many misleading photos and stuff like that, and, like, if there's red flags, like, I just want to know a little bit. This girl in particular, because it was so last minute, I did not look anything up about her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. That's a good change.
I knew it said on her profile that she worked in as a executive in television, but it didn't say what company or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah. We're gonna come back to that. What were the text communication skills on a scale of 1 to 10?
They were good because, I mean, again, it was just like super quick. It was like we had this little banter about like what kind of trouble we were causing, like basically just saying what we were doing up, what we were up to that Saturday. And then it was like, how about you get a drink?
Okay.
Or how about we get a drink?
1 to 10?
6.5.
Right?
Yeah.
And in our final pre-date category, which also maybe doesn't apply, we were going to say outfit choice. Yours.
Yeah.
You are so dressed. It was a little bit, like, I have this, like, outfit that I've been wearing a lot recently on dates. It's, like, this winter I did in LA, which was because it's kind of colder winter. Just, like, my black jeans, white tee, which I have on right now, and then a black leather jacket that I just bought.
It's a good move.
Yeah.
Classic.
But
Americana.
I think the interesting part about this kind of date scheduling is that it takes out 3 of our categories that you don't really need to worry about because you're not going to Google hard, you're not going to text too much,
totally.
And you're not going to worry about your outfit too much. Really fucking
pro. It really
this.
Knocks out the pre-date category cluster.
Yeah.
Okay, on the date category cluster, date venue, how many dicks out of 5?
Bibo Ergosum is probably a 3.5. Just because I don't like their like home, like their original cocktails.
Yeah,
I like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
3.5 decks. Okay.
But it's a great little, it's like a cool vibe. It feels like 80s. Like it feels like 80s, like Miami kind of in a way.
I would love
it. It's a lot of
this.
Fun. Yeah.
I also, the name is very cute as an asshole who took Latin for 7 years.
Oh,
it
what
means,
does it mean?
It means I drink, therefore I am.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Because cogito ergo sum means I think, therefore I am. Be like ergo sum.
Liza?
Yeah.
Guys,
I knew that.
My mom
I think I actually
told me
looked that up at one point and I knew that.
My mom said it would never come in useful.
Yeah.
She was wrong. Okay.
Also, by the way, like if it is a good date spot, like if the date's going well, or if it's like a second date, like the Henry's right across the, like the plaza, so like you can go have dinner or like another drink at that, and that's
okay.
A cool place too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
L.A. Okay. Lust at first sight, yes or no? No in between.
I think from the photos I had initially, but then when I first got there, it was like I felt like I was a little misled. Not like in any significant way, but like.
Get it.
Yeah.
Happens.
Well, I think also like in person is different than photo.
Yeah.
I happened to be a million times.
Okay, this is the Rosskit test, as in
what is that?
Renzulli Foskett.
Oh,
instead
okay.
of the Bechdel test, we're really trying to make it a thing.
you're trying to make a thing happen for sure.
Ask
there.
You at least one question about yourself.
Yes. I don't remember what it was. But.
We haven't workshopped the next iterations, but I'm going
to
do one.
We
was it not about
it
your family
siblings.
Work? Family, yeah. So siblings, work, or hobbies.
Yes, because I think like when we first saw the bat, it was like, I was like, how was your party? And then she was like, how was I? And I said it. And then it's like, how was your party? So like, it was about like how my day had been basically.
I think how your day has been
doesn't count.
And wasn't, that's our third category. And was
okay.
not about how your day has
right.
been. Or the weather.
We're really evolving the roster.
Oh, wait, so what was the other three then?
So the,
it's basically
I'm literally
anything,
making it up right now. So
anything outside of standard first date affair. Did you get into any like inner life category?
There,
you know what I mean? Anything more meaningful than
I don't
siblings,
think we did.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm usually good about that stuff because usually I'll initiate that kind of thing. Like I'll ask some kind of like more, not like super philosophical question, but like usually like something obviously always triggers me of like what makes me think, be like, well, why did you do that? Or why did you say that? Or like that's always something like, is an easy trigger for me to like, because I'm always curious about people.
But you're
like,
good at getting people talking.
Yeah.
And the great part about this category is it doesn't matter what you did. The Rosskit test is like,
right.
did she?
I don't really know.
We're gonna call it a no,
but like we definitely need to refine it because the whole thing about the Bechdel test is like, wow, it didn't pass that.
Exactly.
Right.
So we need to like, right now we're like, did you have a great conversation?
You guys gotta workshop this.
We gotta workshop it. Workshop it.
We'll do it when we were drinking after the Rosskit test. Okay. You're
is it rosé and
it's
thorn?
It's rosé
it
and
thorn. Thorn. I'm just gonna.
Wait, is this another made up word?
Have you ever done rose and thorn, like high and low, like the high of the date, the low
of
the date?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
rose and
like,
thorn is what.
Well, we used
call
to do
it
at the theater that we worked at.
Yes.
When you left, I literally forgot about that until this moment.
Oh my god,
moment.
I did it at day camp when I was a little
it's
kid.
A camp.
Oh my god,
did it
when you left
thorn.
The company that you always had to say at this theater company that we worked at, what your highest high and your lowest low.
And the thorn for all of us was that shitty coworker, but we couldn't say
yeah,
it because
yeah,
she was
yeah.
still
it was
there.
Like my fucking boss.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. So
high
the high was that it happened so quickly, like that it was just like super easy, and she made it super easy, and we were both just down to do this. The low was that like I think that maybe maybe because it happened so quickly and I got all excited, I was like, oh, like this last minute thing is happening and that never happens. Like, I think maybe I was just a little bit disappointed. I think so, like, basically the high ended up causing the low.
Fully. That makes sense. I wonder how many times that is the case. We're going to keep track.
Okay. Most rom-com moment.
I don't know if I could. I don't remember
any collection. The fact that it was like LA. Yeah. Okay. 2019 test, did anything weird come up like in 2019 based on gender stereotypes, paying, all this weird shit that comes up?
I think it did. No. Yeah. Which is strange because I feel like it kind of always like somehow. Like,
something.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good test for Matt as a film executive. this is a wrap up. This is the post-date wrap up. PG, PG-13, or R, or X?
It was definitely PG because, like, it ended and I went my way and she went her way.
Okay.
Yeah. No kiss.
And there was no kiss and there was no... First of all, my rule is just not to go in for a kiss.
Because
I feel like most girls are not expecting it and they're, like, weird about it. They feel uncomfortable because they think you want it. So my rule is just to basically act as if, like, I'm nowhere going near that.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Like, you know, so
do you
I just
a hug or
nothing? I always just do the hug. I'm always just like, I, you know, arms wide open, like showing that, like, hey, I'm, you know, going in for a hug and you don't have to worry about being awkward in this. Like, I'm trying to eliminate your awkwardness.
And we're trying to eliminate men. I know, again, so heteronormative, but like men's awkward. You shouldn't have the.
No.
You shouldn't have to be the one to get
unless
the
kiss. It's like the only time I think that there's a date, like there's a chance for that is when like the date just keeps going and like you keep drinking and like you maybe do a location change. Like if it's feeling that kind of vibe, like then I'm like in that moment based on the vibes that I'm feeling might do it. But usually my rule is go in like I'm not going. But I have a friend that like who's a male who's like, oh, if you don't get a first date, if you don't get a kiss on the first date, like you failed. And I'm just like, that's
disagree.
The worst.
No.
That is the worst advice ever.
Yeah.
We should
have. If you think that, like you're a miserable person.
I feel like drink tally is an interesting category. Drink and tally. Was there a location change?
But
we only had one drink and no location change.
Let's add drink tally.
But those were good. Like location change does feel significant.
Yeah. Okay, hindsight. Oh, this is your turn.
Oh, would you rather have spent the night with friends alone or on this date?
No, I think this was a fine date. Like, I think it was a great, like, little start to the night. I ended up actually having a great night that night and, like, a very late LA night, really. And so it was a great little, like, you know, pick-me-up, I guess. Like, I felt confident coming out of the date. Like, even though it didn't, like, go incredibly well, like, I was like, oh, like, this was unexpected. And I started my day not knowing that I was going to do this, and I did it, and went on and had a great time.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. Yeah.
It's interesting that that category also doesn't have as much weight when it's just like a weekend date that you plan last minute. Like,
totally.
It doesn't, all the fucking pressure.
Oh, I'm putting out a listener call. Will you guys email us if you've done something like this and what your experience was? If you've done like a spontaneous spur of the moment day of.
Yeah. I think we have to like really promote this bounce thing and try it. Like I should go on a bounce date.
Go on a bounce date and then come back on the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, last category. Of the categories, would you accept / give this rose? This is a bachelor
second date. That's just about a next date, like keeping them on for another week, kind of thing. If you were on a show like this, I know you don't know.
No, probably not. I mean, like it was, and like just there was a lot of multiple, like there's just the way it ended and like the way it kind of like not spiraled, but like it just like kind of like. It trended down as it went on. Like, I just think she was definitely nice. So, I mean, I always send a follow-up text. Like, unless it was just, like, an awful date. Like, I'm always just, like, had a lot of fun last night. And kind of, not put the precipice on them, but, like, just to, like, see what their reaction is. Be a little bit... Unless I had a like, fantastic time, then I'll, like, you know, pursue it a little bit further. But, like, I try not to, like, show any kind of reaction either way in that last... That recap or like that follow-up text.
Follow-up text is tricky. At the beginning of this podcast, it threw me off a bunch. Because I got a text. And then, God, like, I remember the, like, my second date ended up sending me, like, a long paragraph a year later. Like, I've been thinking about you because he never went on, wanted to go on the second date, whatever, all these things. But I remember it was all based off of a follow-up text that I got that I thought was, like, into me. And
I will say that I've had this happen multiple times. I like a girl that, like, follows up that night and was like, thank you so much for drinks. I had a great time. Yeah.
Great point.
I'm always into that.
And then as our final wrap up question, who won the date? Meaning it could have been the drink you had, which just sounds like it was not the waiter. The like Uber driver. Who won the date? It could be you. It could be her. Like who won the date? Was there a funny person at the bar?
I
feel
like
or what?
Raya won the date. Cause like, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I think so.
I buy it. Buy it. Love it. Okay, guys. We've been chatting our faces off.
Yes.
We love
However, Matt, do you have anything you want to plug?
I don't know any plugs yet. Check out, there's a new app coming out next April that's called Quibi. And it's, Kimmy knows about this, it's Jeffrey Katzenberg, the guy that started DreamWorks. He's creating a new app. It's all short form content, but it's like premium content with all your favorite actors and directors like Kenna Kendrick and Chrissy Teigen and...
bringing back Punk'd.
Antoine. Yeah, they're bringing back Punk'd on
Amazing.
It. It's going to be like this really cool social media like... based, kind of like influencer-based kind of app in a way, but it's all short-form content. Every episode is going to be like 10 minutes, but it's like movie ideas that have been broken up into 10-minute episodes. You can watch it on the plane. You can watch it on the subway. You can watch it while you're waiting for your doctor's appointment, those quick 10 minutes, or you can watch the whole thing all together
Amazing.
If you want.
Yeah, but it's like long-form broken
out. It's called Quibi.
Like and Jeffrey Katzenberg needs our 5-4.
I know, and he's got $1 billion to spend, and so he's spending all this money, and it's going to come out next year, and like you can, for $4.99, get it with ads. There's going to be 6-second ads before each episode, and $8.99 without the ads, but like what's a 6-second ad like when you're watching 10 minutes of content? But literally, like really funny stuff coming out of it, really dramatic stuff. Like it's going to be the HBO of short form content. And we have a show that we're doing that I can't really talk about yet, but it's going to have some really very high level talent, both actors and actresses and music talent as well, singers and songwriters. So I'm shooting that this fall, and hopefully we'll be on the app when it launches in April. But keep a lookout for that. That's the only thing I'm going to plug.
Amazing. No, it's one of the things I'm most excited about in entertainment. Yeah. It's very, very cool.
And Kimmy said where you can follow us.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Tomp, MRTHOMP.
But you know, that's where you can slide into Matt's DMs. Because like,
that's true.
This is what's going to happen is people are going to start sliding into our DMs because you're so dateable. And you can just slide into Matt's DMs directly.
Sure, reach out. I'll accept and say hi.
Yeah.
And maybe go on a date.
Maybe go on a date.
Oh my God, like, are we pimps? That's not 2019. What's the PC word? I'm gonna go ahead and cut that. Are we matchmakers? I don't know. Okay.
Sort it doesn't matter. Of.
Yeah, sort of kind of.
Anyway, thank you, Matt, so much for joining
you.
Us.
This has been lovely.
And go on a date.
Go on a date.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.